Hey guys, my name is Andy Hitty, and I am from Christ Community Church at Gridley. We got a few folks from there with us tonight. I'm also a graduate of Taylor University. Any Taylor University staff members? Let's go. That's right. So I'm excited to be here this week to get to share God's word with you. I want to begin with a little bit of a game here, and I'm going to give some descriptions, some facts of some famous people, and the first person that I hear, so it's going to be very subjective, I'm going to have to make a call here in a whole room full of people, the first person I hear get the right name, I'm going to buy you a smoothie or a drink or whatever you want at the coffee place, all right? So here's the deal. All right, you got to shout it out when you think you know who it is. I'm a male. I shoot three-pointers. I think I heard somebody here. All right, this guy right here. You just wanted yourself a smoothie. Steph Curry. All right, that was quick. That was cool. It took two facts. All right, second one. I'm really, really smart.
Stephen Hawking.
I'm really, really rich.
Elon Musk.
Right here. But you're a counselor. You don't get it. All right, all right, all right. All right. No, no. We got to do another one. I should have clarified. Campers only. But I'll still buy you a smoothie because, hey, you're working here. You get a smoothie. All right. All right. We got another one. Okay, last one. Campers only. I am a female with blonde hair. Oh, my goodness. Out of all the females with blonde hair, you got Taylor Swift. That's it. What's your name, man?
Isaac.
You just won yourself a smoothie right there. Taylor Swift. Wow. Isaac. Isaac Newton. That's your nickname this week. Isaac Newton. All right. Anyway, Isaac Flesher. All right. Every person has attributes. Every person has facts about us. You may be 5'3". You may like Oreo Blizzards from DQ. You may love volleyball. We all have things about us that make up our identity. In fact, did you know that Apple and Google and Facebook and all the big companies have an online profile for you, for your identity? Yes. They follow what you do. And if you are a teenager that always watches videos about soccer, they're going to give ads to you about soccer stuff to sell you cleats and soccer apparel, right? If you're a teenager that loves to play Fortnite, got a few people there, they have a profile that you love to play Fortnite, and they're going to sell you video gaming stuff. My wife, every other morning, she works out in our basement with one of her good friends who is a Spanish teacher. And so they talk about Spanish things. They'll say, how's Spanish class going? Now, my wife doesn't speak any Spanish at all other than like taco and burrito. That's all she knows. But her online profile is that she speaks Spanish. So when we watch Hulu, we get ads in Spanish. They think that's her identity. They've pegged her as that. This week, we are going to go through the Gospel of John, and it is going to be all about the identity of Jesus. Who is Jesus? What is the description, the facts of Jesus? And who we say Jesus is will affect how we respond to him. This week, my hope is that you know who Jesus is and you respond to him as king. Here's the deal. You're in middle school. You're not a little kid anymore. It is time for you to decide who is Jesus Christ in my life and will he be the king of my heart. Throughout John's gospel, John tells us all who Jesus is, and tonight we're going to look in John 1 a little bit, and I'm going to tell you three truths that John has for us. So right there, open your Bible. I hope you bring your Bible every time. You open it with me, you read along, you make notes. We're going to start in John chapter 1, verse 1. In John 1, 1, it says, in the beginning. All right, time out. If you know a little bit about the Bible, that should ring a bell. Have you heard that before? In the beginning. Where have you heard that? Genesis. That's right. In the beginning, John is echoing the book of Genesis. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." The Bible teaches us that by a word, God spoke everything into being. Paintball guns and putt-putt golf and the blob and the butter stick. In the beginning, wasn't there, and God spoke it, and he created all the materials that we have in this world. All right, we're going to get a little bit of deep here, a little bit deep just for a second, because I think you look really smart, and I think you can handle this. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Okay, here's what's deep. A word is not a physical object. You cannot grab hold of a word and put it in your pocket. You cannot grab hold of a word and put it in your suitcase and take a word home with you. It's not physical. In the beginning, before God made all the physical things, there was a non-physical word. And look at what it says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Notice, it calls the Word a what? A he. A he. It's a man. It's a person. Jump down to verse 14 with me. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we've seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Here's another fancy, deep theological word. The word is incarnation. Incarnation means the non-physical part of God took on carne. Do you know what carne is? Do you know what a carnivore is? Yeah. A meat-eating animal. Do you ever get carnitas on your burrito at Chipotle? It's meat, right? Carn is meat. It's flesh. It's skin. It says, in the beginning, the non-physical part of God took on flesh. He became incarnate, the incarnate Son of God. So here's the first truth for us tonight from John. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. That's our introduction to him. Question for you. If you want to emphasize something, what are some ways in life you can make a point really, really clear? You can raise your voice. You can say, "Listen up, don't touch the wet paint." And you'll probably still touch the wet paint anyway, because that's what we do, right? You can also emphasize something by using bright colors. A fire hydrant is painted bright red so that we see it. It's emphasized. There's another way you can emphasize something. Repetition. You can say, "Do not go in the bathroom. I repeat, I would not go in that bathroom." Right? You can repeat things. You can have repetition to make a point. In John's gospel, John repeats over and over and over again, Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Do you know how he does that? In the book of Exodus, Moses asks God, "What is your name?" And do you know what God says his name is? I am. In Exodus 3:14, you can look this up. It says, "I am who I am." That's Yahweh. He says, "I am." Do you know who Jesus calls himself all throughout John's gospel? I am. Jesus basically takes God the Father's name tag and puts it on himself, and he says, "I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life." This whole week, we're going to go through Jesus's I am statements, and all of those statements are Jesus saying, "I am God." And it's up to you to decide, do I believe that? Here's the deal. You are not a Christian because your parents are. You're not a Christian because you go to youth group. You're not a Christian because you're here at Miracle Camp. You're not a Christian if you have a Christian t-shirt on. You're a Christian if you say Jesus is God and he is the king of my heart and my life. John is telling us Jesus is God. Jesus is God. That's point number one. Point number two is that Jesus shows us what God is like. On the screen up behind me, there's going to be a map of the world. And on this map, you can see this country right over here. Right here is the country of the one kind of hanging down right there is what? Anybody know? India. The one kind of hanging down is India. I could ask you this. Do you believe that India is a real place? Do you believe that? I think it's a good thing to believe. We can believe that. I believe that. But here's the deal. My roommate in college lives in India. And 6 or 7 years ago, my wife and I flew over to see him and his wife, and we went there. India has a population of 1.3 billion people. It's really, really crowded. We landed in a city with a lot of poverty, and there was smog in the air, and there was poverty along the roads. And I remember there were monkeys all over the place in India. Just like we have squirrels and rabbits, there were monkeys there. That's what I saw. And I ate Indian food, and I saw the Himalayan mountains, and I experienced India. Here's the point. It's one thing to believe India's a real place far away. It's another thing to experience what India is like, to see it, to touch it, to smell it, to taste the food from there. John is telling us this. Jesus is not just God far away. Jesus is God coming near. And he says, he has dwelt among us. We've experienced the glory of God. This week, you're in a cabin with some people, and you may know their name, you may know where they're from, but as the week goes on, because you're dwelling with them, close to them, you're going to really get to know them. You're going to know if they snore or not. Any snorers out there? Couple? All right. You're going to know if they stay up really late. You're going to know if they're really hard to get out of bed. You're going to know if they're talkative or quiet. Why? Because you're dwelling with them. John tells us Jesus is God, and Jesus dwelt with us to show us what God is like. We may know that God is loving, but Jesus shows us in real flesh what love looks like. We may know that God doesn't show favorites, but Jesus shows us how God loves lepers and sinners and people who are cast out. We may know that God hates hypocrisy, but Jesus shows us what that looked like, and he flips over tables in the temple for greedy people. Jesus is God coming near, and he reveals God's nature. That's why in John 1 there, in verse 4, 5, 6, and 9, it uses the word light. What does light do? Reveals. It shows. You're going to get to play Spotlight this week. Anybody ready for Spotlight? Yeah. All right. And you're going to be dressed up in all dark, trying to run across the field. And if that spotlight swings and lands on you, what does it do? It reveals where you are, your location. That's why you try to dodge the spotlight. Light reveals. And John is saying, Jesus reveals what God is like. Jesus reveals what God is like. This is the third point. We must receive Jesus to be a child of God. John 1:18 says that he has made him known. Jesus has revealed God, but we must receive him. We must believe in him to become a child of God. Can you imagine if LeBron James came to Miracle Camp this week? Would you want him to sit at your table in the dining hall? Would you want him to be in your bunkhouse with you? Yeah, he'd probably take like 2 bunks, pretty tall. He'd probably need that. You would receive him, right? You'd want him to be near to you. Here's the crazy thing. A greater king than LeBron James came to earth. And do you know what people did? They didn't receive him. they did not receive King Jesus. Look at verse 10. It says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. When Jesus came into this world, people rejected him. Why? They wanted a different kind of king. They wanted a military leader. They wanted somebody flashy who came in a sweet car with really cool clothes who did great things for them. Jesus didn't come into this world in that way. They rejected King Jesus. And we have that choice this week. Will you receive King Jesus? Not as you want him to be, but as he is. You see, we don't get the opportunity to make Jesus out to be whoever we want him to be to fit into our life. Jesus is the light of the world. He showcases our sin, and he showcases God's glory, and he showcases his grace and his forgiveness of our sins. And he says, I'm the king. Will you receive me as I am, as King of kings and Lord of lords? And if we receive him, we are adopted into his family. It says we receive the right to be called his children. One more verse for you tonight. Go ahead and flip to the end of John's gospel. Flip to John chapter 20, verse 30. John 20, verse 30. John tells us at the very end of his gospel, his entire purpose in writing it. In John 20, verse 30, he says this, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. How do you receive Jesus? You believe. We're going to talk all week what that means, to believe in Jesus, to claim him as the king of our hearts, the boss, the authority of our lives. And as we do that, we receive eternal life in his name. This week is going to be amazing. It is going to be a phenomenal week. I cannot wait to hang out with you all, to just be out there running around doing crazy stuff, to see Super Lario and Princess Paramore do their thing. I love Miracle Camp. It's going to be an amazing week. But here's the thing. The most important question of this week is this. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Is he going to be the king of my heart and my life? And I want to say this again. You are not little kids anymore. You're not little kids. You are old enough at this moment in your life to decide, I want Jesus to be the king of my heart forever, and I'm going to live for him, and I hope this week that you do. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we pray that you will show us that Jesus is the Son of God, the King of kings, and that we will receive him as Lord. God, I pray for a week where you move in our spirits, where salvation comes to this place, where you encourage us and exhort us to walk in your ways, all for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed with your counselors. Yellow team? Hey, you like this or what? This is awesome, isn't it? What? I'll just bring your pill to breakfast in the morning. We'll do that.
Does anyone need their nighttime meds?
Hey.
Did you get hurt?
Huh?
Did you get hurt?
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
While I was running, and then